Okay, Yaakov, go ahead. Abraham's. Okay, so they were about to give somebody Malkus for not fulfilling the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em. It comes up twice in the Torah, Parshas Yisro, Parshas Veschanan. And the Torah says in both cases, L'man Yarichun Yamecha, L'man Yitav Lach. So we have a principle of mitzvah that say, Matan Schara Ksuva B'tzida, in Bezdin Shel Matan Musharin Aleha, you can't give Malkos. Now, generally speaking, when it comes to mitzvah saseh, there's a rabbinic entitlement to give Malkos, not just Malkos Arbayim, but, you know, Malkos ad shetetzei nafsho, literally until the person dies, because this isn't a punishment. That's what Rashi notes here. It's not punitive when we get to Malkos Arbayim for a lo saseh, lav sheyesh b'maisa, but it's punitive. This is the penalty. You can't penalize somebody with death for violating a lav sheyesh b'maisa. Maybe in theory you could have, but we have this principle nachi called Malkos B'makom misa omedes, right? That we don't accept the idea that we're actually going to kill them. But when it comes to incentivizing a person to do a mitzvah saseh, makino so ashetetze nafsho. But if the Torah already prescribed the schar, mitzvah saseh shematan schar b'tzida, what would the two classical examples be? Kibud av v'em and? Nice, yes. Right, so there is no din of malkos derabanan ad shetetze nafsho, a pasuk. Is its own dynamic. Rashi says, Shematan Schara Bitsida, the second source, Laman Yerichon Yemecha, Lakach Piresh, Matan Schara Lomar, Im Losekai Mena, Zeu Onsho, Shalot Titol Scharza. The onesh is, in effect, is not for Bezdin to beat you into doing it, but you're not going to be able to reap the reward. Okay, so the Minchas Chinuch, in the midst of Tzedakah, and of course we're talking about the midst of Tzedakah because of the prominent placement in this week's parsha, Ki Yedativ L'Man Asher Yitzaves Bana Vespeso Acharav Vishamru Derech Hashem La'asos Tzedaka U'Mishpat L'Man Avi Hashem El Avraham Eis Asher Dibir Lav. So the Minchas Chinuch has a very fascinating svara. Yaakov, V'hinei. Makino so agitate in Afsho. Kushya have a mitzvah say, Shematan Schara Bitsida. The whole mitzvah say, Shematan Schara Bitsida in Kofin. Okay, so many of the Rishonim say, well, Tzedakah, you would think that it's a mitzvah say, Shematan Schara Bitsida based on the Psukim in Re'eh, because the Torah says, if you do this, Hashem's going to bless you, give Tzedakah. But it's not just a mitzvah saseh, it's a lo saseh, because the pasuk says, lo sa'ameitz es levavcha, velo tikpos es yadcha me'achicha ha'avyon. Okay, v'atosvos, tier 2. Okay, so maybe you really don't use kviya, right? You just, you know, sort of verbally trying to incentivize the person. So as we like to say in my house, give a little tzedakah, give a little tzedakah, give some to the poor and needy. Beis Yosef, Simin Reishon Ches, Yardea, the Chria, that he's Machria in the end, when all the Das settles, the Chofin, the Chain Das, Rev HaRishenim, this is the position of most Rishonim, that you are allowed to be Machria, you are allowed to be Kofa in the Mitzvah Sasei of Tzedakah, even though it would appear to be Mitzvah Sasei, Shematan Schara Bitsida. So the Minchas Chinuch now weighs in, and he gives his own idea. V'lulei divrei Rabbosein HaRishonim shekulam tafsu, they all made this assumption that we were dealing here with a classical mitzvah saseh shematan schara b'tzida, right? Eini mevin dichsev v'pasuk nason titein lo v'lo yiralu v'cha b'sit chalo ki biglal d'var zayi v'cha shem elkecha im kein, go ahead, this is the critical line, the Minchas Chinuch. So Shimshi, what's the Minchas Chinuch suggestion? That it's not really a mitzvah saseh, shematan schar, ksuba bitzida, because the matan schar, the man yirechacha, Hashem Elokecha, is really only talking about what and not what. Exactly, the tovas halev, sort of the, you know, generosity of spirit that you're demonstrating, and not on the mitzvah of tzedakah per se. Okay, so, and then he says, you know, okay, but, you know, the Rishonim all didn't understand this way, so, you know, maybe, you know, I'm wrong about this. So, you know, with great reverence for the Minchas Chinuch, the premise of this year will be that he was, in fact, wrong about this. Okay, and we'll try to demonstrate why that is. Okay, so we know the Pasuk, which establishes that Avram Avinu was the Av Hatzdaka, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Mesiv Rav Hamnuna, V'ishal HaMifkada, V'aksiv Ki Yedativ L'man Asher Yitzaveh, Hu Mosiv La, Hu Mifarik La, Banim Ladin. So men have a responsibility in terms of Bezdin, in terms of Mishpat, but Basil Hatzdaka, everybody's Mechuyav in Tzdaka. The Ran actually holds that Tzedakah is one of the mitzvos B'nei Noach, which is quite remarkable. Okay, so here we have the Pesukim in Re'eh that were underneath the microscope of the Minchas Chinuch. Yaakov, go ahead. Ki v'cha yevecha avion. Okay, so what motif, Ezra, do we clearly see in these psukim? You know, it's obviously the mitzvah of tzedakah, the isser of not giving tzedakah. But what does the Torah continuously emphasize, like without a shadow of a doubt? Exactly, right? It's all a referendum on what's going on in your heart. So lo se'ametis levavcha, right? Lo yira levavcha betitcha lo penyayim levavcha devar b'liya'al. Right, so the Minchas Chinuch wanted to make this suggestion that, oh, maybe the mitzvah of tzedakah isn't really a mitzvah sase shematan schara ksuba betzida. It's not like the Torah is saying you're going to be rewarded for doing the mitzvah of tzedakah. You're only going to be rewarded, you know, for the tuvas halev, for your generosity of spirit, on the predicate that you could somehow distinguish the two, that there's the mitzvah of tzedakah, and then, as Shimshi points out, there's kind of the emotional, you know, reality that accompanies that. I find that doctrine to be very strange. And I'd like to demonstrate this over the course of the next half hour or so. So let's take a look at the Sefer HaMitzvos. Ezra, that was exceptionally well done, as usual. So let's take a look at the Rambam, both in terms of the mitzvah sasei and in the lo sasei. And I think that there's something very striking here about the language of the Rambam. So let's read both of them together. It's really only possible to understand these Rambams, one in light of the other. And then hopefully we'll have a little bit of a kivun, a little bit of direction in terms of understanding Shitas HaRambam. Hishet Tzivanu. So there's different psukim. Pasoach tiftach as yad chalo. Maybe that's more ma'isa nesina. Vehechazak debo vechayachi chayimach. And then the Rambam says, you know, but they're all really getting at the same thing. Vehakavana be'elu lashonos kulam achas. It's all one and the same. Vehu. Unechaz came day sipukam, that we have to assist them and strengthen them in the manner that is sufficient to them. Okay, very interesting. Right? The Rambam doesn't say hisha tivanu lasos tzedakah, but it's hisha tivanu lasos tzedakah ulechazek hachalashim ulaharchiv aleihem. What about the lo sase side? He's hiranu. So the Lashonos are remarkably parallel. V'hu amaro miliknos. Kilos is stinginess. Achzarius, you all know, is cruelty. So what's striking from the formulation of the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos? What does the Rambam seem to be driving at? Nachi.
Nase makes no mention of the midos, but in the Lotase, it sounds like it's something about you yourself being not sorry.
Exactly. So the Rambam certainly emphasizes that more in the Lotase side. There's no doubt about it. Right? Lo se'ametzes levavcha, it has to do with not being an achzar. right? It's not just about not giving tzedakah, but primarily it's about not being a cruel, apathetic person when confronted with somebody's suffering. Shalom noa tzedakah v'harchava, that we're supposed to extend ourselves towards that other person. Now, once you see the los ase, I think you can even, you know, see it in the ase, though I agree with Nachi, not in quite as stark terms, but he talks about ulechazek hachalashim ulaharchiv aleihem. What does that mean? It's not just the financial piece. It has to do with, you know, as we say in English, idiomatically, right? Extending yourself towards somebody. So to get a deeper appreciation of this phenomenon, tofa'ah, let us take a look at the Rambam in Matnos Aniyim. Okay? Yaakov. Chayovin anu. So we do have a Mishnah, Hevizar mitzvah kalakiva chamura, the Rambam knew that, but the Rambam comes down and said, you have to be more careful mitzvah saves tzedaka more than any other mitzvah in the Torah. Okay? Okay, so in this line over here, La'olam ein adam ma'ani min hatzdaka ve'ein dava ra v'lo hezek niglal b'shvil hatzdaka. What has already been established, apropos our basic line of inquiry? The Rambam is saying, this is highly unusual for him, that a person will never be harmed, will always benefit from giving tzedakah. So whose doctrine should be pretty thoroughly repudiated by this point? Yeah, the Minchas Chinuch is saying, oh, maybe this, maybe that's not talking about the mitzvah tzedakah, maybe that's only talking about the tuba slave. Now, I have broader problems with the Minchas Chinuch, but already in this line of the Rambam, I don't see how the Minchas Chinuch could have survived this. I consider this to be a lethal blow to his doctrine. But I think that, I think his problems, mount from here. Okay. So Yaakov, go further. So Shimshi, what's so striking about this passage in the Rambam? Without announcing it, without, you know, making any noticeable transition, the Rambam started talking about, you know, chayavin aluzayir b'mitzvah tzedakah yosim b'kol mitzvah saseh, and how important it is to give tzedakah, and how our national redemption is contingent on it. And then he said, you know, only good things will happen, you know, when you give tzedakah. And then he starts talking about what? Apropos your hayara just a minute ago. Rachmanis, achzarias, and he says, you know, half a dozen times, you have to be a merachim and not an achzar. Right, so why didn't the Rambam say, if the Minchas Chinuch were really correct, you know, oh, and moving on, you know, to a different topic over here, you know, just like you have to give tzedakah, you should be, you know, generous of spirit in general. So Shimshi, what inference might we already be making, especially in light of the fact that this was also in the Sefer HaMitzvos? For sure. In other words, that the mitzvah of tzedakah is inextricably linked with the spirit that accompanies it. You can't say, oh, well, when the Torah said, L'man yirecha Hashem Elokecha, that was for the tuva slave, not actually for giving tzedakah. The mitzvah is fully integrated with the kiyum shebalev. And we'll now demonstrate that by trying to, as we always do, isolate the variables. So, KD, misavara, what would be the best way of isolating the variables? You know, if the Minchas Chinuch is correct, what should theoretically be possible? What should you be able to do to fulfill X without Y? Define X and Y. Yes? Outstanding. You should be able to fulfill the mitzvah of tzedakah without tuvas lev. Okay, so let's test that proposition against the data, right? So all well and good, as Emmanuel likes to say, to, you know, hypothesize and philosophize, but at some point the rubber is going to hit the road. The data matters. Okay, so let's take a look. Yaakov? And the Gemara goes on to prove it. Okay, so this is already a very fascinating source. It seems better to, you know, give words of comfort than it does to actually give something monetary. Okay, it could be just a one-off. You know, it appears once in the Talmud. The Talmud says a lot of different things. What about the Gemara in Ksuvos? Well, definitely, yeah, not chalev, because that would be an Isser Kares. Yeah, chalav, exactly, right? Uleven shinayim me chalav. Whose bracha is this in? Chach li leinayim miyayin uleven shinayim me chalav. Katie? Judah. Well done. Al tikri leven shinayim el libun shinayim. Better to smile at somebody than to give them milk. In other words, better the emotional support than the material transaction. Seems to confirm the Gemara Bava Basra. We haven't quite isolated the variables yet. We're just sort of building towards the case. Now we have an Avos to Reb Nasan. That's Shammai. Ah. The gold standard. What have we established in both directions? Ezra, go ahead. Right, you actually cause them emotional distress in the process by, you know, looking very upset about that, shaming them, pun of kushin ba'aretz. So you've given them nothing. And me'idach, if you give somebody nothing,
but you smile at them, make them feel good, then they're just giving them everything.
Perfect. So it seems, right, like we've fully isolated the variables, and now what we're looking for is a psak halach. It's one thing to have an avos to Rabbi Nasan, but let's try to instantiate it, you know, with a halachic source. And for a halachic source, one cannot and will not do better than the Rambam. So, Yaakov, let's see. So here we have it. It's nifsak lehalach on the Rambam. It's totally incontrovertible, David, right? That you cannot speak of the mitzvah of tzedakah absent the tuvas halev, right? The Rambam says it has to be done b'simcha uv'sever panem yafos. And if you don't have that, you have no mitzvah of tzedakah. So the Minchas Chinuch's doctrine that somehow we could be mechalic and say, oh, you know, Nesina Staka, the Torah never said anything about that. It was only the Tuvas Lev where it says, Namani Recha Hashem Elokecha. First of all, the Rama made it extremely clear at the beginning of Perek Yud of Matnos Anim that the Bracha was related actually to giving tzedakah. But much more importantly, the entire distinction seems to be imaginary, illusory. It doesn't exist. In halacha, the mitzvah of tzedakah is inextricably linked with rachmanus. Failure to give tzedakah is linked with achzarius. We already saw that in the Sefer HaMitzvos. Moreover, giving tzedakah, but bi'achzarius, in a way that denigrates or humiliates the person, ibeid zechuso. And the Rambam says that the big thing, the main thing, is to be emotionally supportive. Av anochi, velev almanah, aranein. And what's really interesting to me about this is going back to the original pasuk. Anybody remember what it says? It doesn't say that Avram, people miss this point, you know, that Avram told his children, you know, to be careful about the mitzvah of tzedakah. What did he tell them? I this is very important. Nachi? Vishamru derech Hashem laso tzedakah mishpat. What's the derech Hashem? What is the Rambam saying here? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is merachim. Lev nishbar v'nidka elokim bosiv zeh. L'hachayos ruach shpalim, l'hachayos lev nidkayim. Ela yilo ke'av bin berachim bin dvarim shenemar. Av anochi le'evyonim. Al mina emar av anochi le'evyonim. Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's the shamru derech Hashem la'asos tzedakah mishpat. Margila b'fume, the Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal always used to talk about this, is that the Sefer HaChinuch makes this point as clear as anybody. It's amazing to me that the Minchas Chinuch would have even contemplated the doctrine that he suggested. So the Sefer HaChinuch says, actually at the Levaya, his son Rav Yitzi quoted this in the name of his father. He said, how many times did I hear this from my father, the Sefer HaChinuch? So go ahead, Yaakov. Mitzvah Tzedakah, you'll see it black on white. One more time. Okay, let's just get it one more time into the record. Oh, the mitzvah is not to give tzedakah. What is the mitzvah? To give tzedakah b'tov lev, with joy. That is the mitzvah. It's not extra credit. It's not an additional facet, component, or dimension of the mitzvah. It is the mitzvah be'atzmo. So Shimshi, the doctrine of the Minchas Chinuch is utterly incompatible with Shitas HaRambam and the Sefer HaChinuch. So this entire suggestion that biglal hadavar hazeh is somehow related to some extra dimension here, the tuv levav, but it doesn't render the mitzvah saseh of tzedakah, mitzvah saseh shematan schara betzida, is, I think, for at least these Rishonim, the Chinuch and the Rambam, an indefensible position. But here's the question. Im kvar, that we're relatively certain that tzedakah really is a mitzvah saseh shematan schara betzida, the question is, why is it nifsak lahalacha in the Rambam, in the Beis Yosef, in the Mechaber, that you are allowed to be kofeh? Not only are you allowed to be kofeh, but in fact, it's a great schos to be kofeh in tzedakah. Whatever happened to kol mitzvah saseh shematan schara ksuba betzida, ein bezdin shalmata muzharin Allah, that we don't get involved. Like Kibud Avim. Remember, they put that guy, that's the Gemara in Chulin that you started with, Yaakov. They put the guy against the post. They were about to start beating him, you know, more than Malkus Arbaim. And they said, let the guy go. You know, it's a mitzvah saseh, shematan schar betzida. The question is, well, if tzedakah is too, and we're rightly certain that it is, why is Bezdin getting involved and using kfiya? So again, you can have all these interesting terutzim, and it's kfiya bedvarim, or, you know, there's a lo saseh. Well, it's interesting suggestions. Well, let's document them. And then let's, you know, try to think a little bit more creatively. Okay. Go ahead, Yaakov. Hakofa acherim litain tzedakah.
Masa otan skaro gadol miskar hanosi.
Right. Better to be on the enforcer side than actually on the giving side. Right?
Shneamar v'haya masa at tzedakah shalom. V'agabai tzedakah v'hakayotze v'omer
Matzdike harabim kikichavim. Those who are amongst those who provide the tzibur, the rabbim, with tzedek, matzdike harabim, obviously playing off the word of tzedakah, they shine like the stars of the firmament. It sounds like a compliment, and it is, even in regular English. The Shach says, well, what about this problem? The aval gav dehavi mitzvah seh shematan zchari betzida, dechsev l'mani v'rechacha, mikol makom. This is an interesting idea. well, if there are lavin that are involved, so then you know, can use kfiya. That's a little bit interesting, because you would think when it comes to kibud av'eim, there's also probably lavin involved, not just haka and klala, but arur makla avivimo. Certainly by shiluach haken, there are lavin involved, right? Lo sikach ha'em al abanim. You know, there are questions. The doctrine is not a smooth doctrine. Nachi, go ahead.
What's a makla for minyas avera with kfiya? Or do we see that you could just give someone maklas if they want to?
You know, if it's for not doing a mitzvah saseh. In other words, all we have is that Beis Din is allowed to be kofeh on a mitzvah saseh. The theory of the Balei Tosfos that the Shach is quoting is that as soon as you introduce a lav, it's no longer categorized as a mitzvah saseh, and it takes it out of.
No, could be kofeh someone to prevent them from being mechalel Shabbos.
No. We're talking about kfiya is only for mitzvah saseh, but it's both. That's the point. Is that if we have this very narrow exception that mitzvah saseh shematan tzchara ksuva betzida ein bezdin shematan musharan alav, we can say, well, it doesn't really fit into that category because it's not a mitzvah saseh, it's an asein alav. So that would in theory solve the problem. I just think that that entire doctrine that somehow throwing a lav in there is going to help. It raises questions about kibud av'eim, and it raises questions about shiluach haken. So I understand what they're trying to do, I just don't know if it works.
Shiluach haken could only be when you want to go take it.
Right, but there is a lav, right? Lo sikach ha'em al abanim.
But he could not take it at all.
Right, but the whole point is that in concept, it's no longer really just a mitzvah saseh, because it's a mitzvah saseh and a lav. Shiluach haken and kibud av'eim, you at least have to ask the question. That's why there's more than one answer. See, Aruch HaShulchan is comprehensive as usual. The Aruch HaShulchan says, Sharei Matzina Bava Basra, Kapo Al Tzaka, Rei Gam Sham Ksiv, Kibi Gwal Adavar Azah. So he says, Tosvos, yeah, says, okay, maybe you really can't do kfiya, it's just verbal. V'oh, Demayri Shekiblu Aleim Sheyachufo Osam, Rabbeinu Tam is an interesting solution. It's a kiblu alayhu, right, that they say, okay, by living in this town, we agree tacitly or explicitly to your coercive force. V'od v'tzak yikolav, as we were just discussing. V'od, this is really fascinating. D'had ein be'azden izharin, haynu she'ein ne'nashen im lo yachufu. Avon mikol makom im ratzu kofin, so the Ritzbah is another day on Tosos, that when we say ein be'azden shel mata muzharin aleha, it means that they don't, have to, but they can if they want to. So, again, four, five, six different terutzim, all of them, one can wonder about. So can anybody just think in a much more direct way? Why would we be kofa on tzedakah? Let's assume for a second that it is really a mitzvah to say shematan tzchara betzida. And the fact that it's lo sa'ameitz and lo sikbot, that's not really going to make a difference. In what sense is it fundamentally distinct than shiluach haken or kibud av'eim? What makes tzedakah something fundamentally different? And think along the lines of a Rishon that we already saw today. In terms of the Yesod Hadin, there's a certain rationale for Mitzvah Saseh, Shematan Schara Betzida, Ein Bezdin Shalmatan Muzharin Allah. Shimon, go ahead.
I was going to say that the basis and putting that such mitzvah by Kibud av'eim and Shiluach haken, they say, Gemari Kun Yamecha or some form of that, but by Tzedakah, there's no.
Okay, so it's less of a bracha. Lamani bracha Hashem Elokecha.
Okay.
More fundamental. Beis Din has to get this. If you're not going to do the mitzvah of tzedakah, it's sort of like being outside of the framework. The stakes are higher. Now, kibud av'eim is also really important. The Yerushalmi calls that chamur mina chamuros. Ezra?
Maybe because kibud av'eim and shiluach haken are both
Okay, you're sort of within field goal range, but give me a rishon and sharpen it substantially. That was good, Ezra, but let's try to really zero in on the point. Give me a rishon and make your argument in a more precise fashion.
like the foundation of Am Yisrael.
Okay, well, that's what Eitan was saying. It's an interesting idea. I think Kibud Av Ve'Im is pretty foundational also. I'm not sure so much about Shiluach HaKen. Yes?
And the mitzvah Sadaka isn't just the mitzvah Sadaka, but there are also two mitzvah Yom Kippur, like the Derech HaShem.
Okay.
So.
Right. So how does that sort of wave what would otherwise be an Isser Kfiya in Beis Din?
Because since there's an aspect of Derech HaShem and Rahman, so you have to put...
We have to beat that into a person. Yeah. Be merciful! Eitan likes that. Be merciful. Be gentle. Be sensitive.
I think Rashi says the whole issue with Muslims with being kofa is something that is matan schara, is that right, the not getting the schara is talk of the punishment. But if you look at the mitzvah tzedakah, not getting the bracha is almost the least of the issue when it comes to tzedakah. If you look at how the Rambam formulates it, the Rambam is saying it's not just the fact that now you won't be blessed about being tzedakah, but it's about not being marchev to others, and it's kind of like what Yis was saying, how when you don't give tzedakah, it's a flaw in yourself, and it's something that Beis Din needs to instill in people.
Okay, so I think I was going to say you were right there. I think it sort of swerved off at the end, but the Rashi is correct. Rashi says the entire premise of mitzvah asei shematan schara betzida in Beis Din shematan buzharin alah is because. Why does Beis Din need to get involved? You know, you live with the consequences. You don't want Arichos Yamim Vishanim. You don't want Laman Itavlach. So what's Beis Din going to do? That's a greater incentive than what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you already, right? You're maximally incentivized. So why should Beis Din get involved? Ein Beis Din Shalmatim Buzharin Allah. And that's all true for Kibud Av Ve'Em, and that's all true for Shiluach HaKen, and that's all true for Tzedakah Mitzad the Nosein. But here's the problem. That's not helping the Ani. So you can't say, as Rashi says, about Kibud Av Ve'Em and by extension Shiluach HaKen, that a person, you know, he's already maximally incentivized, because if he's choosing to waive his potential for Arichos Yamim Vishanim, then, you know, why do we have to, you know, get him, you know, more motivated than that? But in this case, we're not so worried about the Nosein. We'd be willing to let the Nosein off the hook. But it's the Mekabel who's going to suffer. And there are people who are going hungry. So if the whole idea of Beis Din not taking an assertive activist position is all mitzad the potential Mechabed Avim or the Mishaleach Esaken or the Nosein, that's all well and good. But Tzedakah has a different dynamic because we also have to be really concerned about the Mekabel. The point is that you can't allow, Beis Din can't allow society, you know, where people are going hungry in the streets and worse, you know, it'd be horrific. And so if people have resources, you know, Beis Din is going to do whatever it takes to ensure that those resources are properly distributed and disseminated. If it takes kfiya, it'll take kfiya. If it'll take hefker based on hefker, it'll take hefker based on hefker. But the basic principle of, well, you know, this guy is going to have to sleep in the bed that he made, and if he doesn't want arichos yamim vishanim, you know, that's his loss, that's all well and good when you only have to worry about the nosein. But if you have to worry about the makabel, you know, it's a different ball of wax altogether. And kfiya is absolutely legitimate in that case. The kfiya isn't mitzah the nosein. The kfiya is out of interests for the mekabel. So that's a completely different scenario. And the din, I don't think it's a matter of having a lav, or it's kfiya bedvarim, or they were mekabel, that, you know, they can do this, or that Beis Din is allowed to, but they don't have, of course Beis Din has to. What's Beis Din there for? They have to ensure, you know, the well-being of, you know, people in society. It's not just the, you know, as Hanan did so such an admirable job with Lo Siya Kadesha Bivnos Yisrael. You know, Beis Din has to be involved in all in Yanei Tzedakah V'Chesed. right? Not just for the spiritual betterment of the Nosein, but because, you know, you can't have people starving in Klal Yisrael. So I think that it's just a fundamentally different case. I have no problem saying there's kfi and a mitzvah seisei shematan tzchar betzida. If there's a clear and present danger, of course Beis Din has to get involved in that. So again, just to review, and then we'll give Ezra the last word, the doctrine of the Minchas Chinuch is altogether a strange one. He thinks that you can talk about the mitzvah of tzedakah on the one hand, and then on the other hand, you know, the tuvas, slave, the nefesh chafetza that goes along with it. It's against the Sefer HaChinuch, and it's against, you know, five or six different formulations in the Rambam. Not the least of which is the fact that the Rambam says that, you know, doing tzedakah guarantees you, you know, v'ayam asa tzedakah shalom. But more importantly, the Rambam says, you know, a person who gives tzedakah without tuvas lev hasn't done any mitzvah. And a person who doesn't give a dime, but, you know, he gives his tuvas lev, ki'ilu nasan kol matano sheba'olam. That's nifsak lehalach on the Rambam. So I don't understand the Minchas Chinuch. And I can well understand why every one of the Rishonim dealt with the problem of mitzvah saseh, shamatan tzchara ksuba betzida, and bezdin shalmatan muzharin ala. The question really is, are all mitzvah saseh, shamatan tzchara betzida, and are they all created equal? And my feeling is absolutely not. You know, kibud av v'eim, and shiluach haken lachud, and tzedakah lachud, because bezdin, of course, is going to involve themselves if somebody, you know, has a real need. And you have wealthy people who aren't living up to their Torah obligations. It's not enough to say, well, you know, God will bring them justice. You know, as the 35th president of the United States said, and with this we'll conclude, you know, on this earth, God's work must truly be our own.